So Paul was writing to Timothy, and Paul was, where was he at on this? Where was he at? In jail, right? In prison, brought him home. So, now, one time's in a very bad condition. Thou, what's the vow referred to? In verse 1. Timothy, where was Timothy at this time? Ephesus, right? He was the pastor of Ephesus, and in Asia Minor, but now it's Turkey. Very famous seaport, a very large town there. And thou therefore, what is the therefore? Therefore. What is the force of that word? Because the things that come before, and all this in chapter 1, about our force and various other things, the suffering, the good mercy and grace and all these other things, who saved us and called us in verse 9 of the Holy Calling. Therefore, because of this, why does he call Timothy my son? So this teacher, what else do you think? Why are we? Son of the faith, which many of us are probably loving the Lord. That's what we feel that's possible. So my son in the faith, not physical son, but spiritual son. What is the first command that Paul gives to Timothy here in verse 1? Be strong in the grace which is in Christ Jesus. Now, what does it mean to be strong in something? I mean, it's exercising the barbells and things. What would be the sense of this strong? Is it spiritual strength? Strong in the grace which is in Christ. What would be the meaning of being strong in grace? How do you define grace, first of all? Strength to do God's will, or be strong to do God's will, and God's grace, getting to something that we don't deserve, be strong in that, that is in Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus gives grace to those that are saved and in Christ. Yes, Anna.
In Romans chapter 1, I
was
on the
message
in
music, Julie, where's Julie going over there in Pennsylvania, up in the Erie, Pennsylvania area? Thank you, Julie. Appreciate your giving us that information. Questions at bfpbc.org or 856-261-9018. Hold on. Three hours to cut the grass. A lot of grass, Kelly. I guess, Sam, you have quite a... How long does it take you to get through? An
hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Okay, about half the time it takes you. She's got a lot of grass as well. So, strong in the grace, which is in Christ Jesus. So there's necessity to be having some strength. How do you get the strength in this grace? How are you going to get that? Pardon me? Trusting the Lord? Okay, what else? Yeah, what do you mean? Physically or monetarily or in health, still be strong in that. time and what was this scripture? Okay.
All through Paul's ministry, after he met Timothy and apparently the first time he met Timothy, he went with Paul from that point on. So on his second missionary journey from now on the third district of Timothy, right? And so Timothy, particularly this problem of Paul, as we read in Acts, Macedonia and the priest, especially in Thessalonians, and Berea, and also down in the Corinth. It's happened, it's happened quite a few times.
So Timothy had been with Paul, and they heard many things in the knowledge of things that Paul taught. And we want to hear what Paul taught too, to give us the scriptures and the words and his letters. We ought to know things that I've heard of him. And what is it to do with these things that we should have Paul wished to?
Submit to the faith of
men. Not faith of men, Dan?
Submit.
What does it mean to men?
Trust.
Now, it says the same. What does the same mean? The same. When's God there, the same?
All the words.
All the words. Do I need to change it and alter it and add to it and take away from it? I just have Paul write it. The same things that Paul taught to Timothy, the son in the faith. Commit. Commit to whom? And trust to whom?
Faithful men.
Right. Faithful. What would that imply?
Faithful men.
What is a faithful man?
Well, I'll land you that is when he has faith, and his full faith is one aspect.
One aspect?
The faith of that faith? For number one, it would be called faith.
No. Number two? Well, the second part of faith of all, what is it?
And you'd be dependable and reliable.
A dependable and reliable, faithful man. Now, I don't know, Anna, whether this is on air or out of the bus, the man. But, let's see about that. Didn't look that up, but she will check it 2 weeks ago. I will check it in there. Faithful man. Why do you feel as if Paul wants to add that on?
Stewards for the land
we found. Yes, that's good. They're stewards, they're entrusted. told him to do. He can do that, but is that all that he told him to do? According to verse 2.
He
should be a sound actor. The things that Paul committed. Now, Paul did tell him, I'm sure, the gospel of Christ, but he was not to be exclusively an evangelist. Then, if that's the case, why do we have so many Baptist churches and other churches all over our country? That's the only thing they do. Evangelist, evangelist, evangelist. Nothing wrong against evangelism, but that's all they do in church. Is that what Paul told Timothy to do in verse 2? Why? How do we know that that's not what he told him to do?
And the things that thou hast heard of me among my witnesses. Now, he says, and he doesn't use the word all of them, but certainly it's slavery, and he's not all of them, so yes, I'm telling you, I've heard him.
And Paul taught many things, many doctrines, like for grace, like for salvation, like for subjecting to your Christ, the prophecy, the future things, all that salvation, all these things, everything. Dan has been teaching through the book of Dr. Schaefer, 8 volumes, and that's 4 volumes, because 2 volumes, 2 plus 8, and all kinds of theology and doctrines, and Dan summarized about, with being good on society, said about 10 different phases of doctrine, and there's a song song, but there are many things that Paul taught them of doing those things he commit. And trust all of you. Teach them. Not just preaching, but preaching too. Go on and do it.
Well, if Timothy was not happily instructed to teach theology, he had to teach them in the word of the Lord. If any people can convince them to take the word of the Lord and do that, people will stay strong in that element. They have to be fed.
Christ divided? He died and saved one against us. That's a good question. from the teacher's colleges, the two brothers' colleges, and that then speak themselves on it. To really be able to teach them, you gotta know what your subject is. You gotta know your subject, and Timothy is to know the complete subject, so that they have the faithful man who will be able to teach others also. Now, teaching ministry is both of other people in Christianity, is just all over the scripture. That's why that might come to last part. It's something that is not done in all churches, which is sad thing to do, but teach others also. And what does a word able mean? Why is it said able? Shall be able. What's the significance of shall be? What kind of shall be? That doesn't appear to
be. Shall be able means that before he teaches, you have to have knowledge.
The shall be is the present, past, the future. It's future. The people who are scribbling as faithful people, faithful men, they're necessarily at that point, are they necessarily able to? It shall be. See? The word able, the significance of able.
It's future,
my friend, make them able, see? Make them ability to do the job.
Yes, but not a bad guess, and then it is such a very good example of this. When Paul first went to Corinth, met with Priscilla and Aquila there, and they were all temple officials. And now Priscilla and Aquila did not know all of these things that Paul had been teaching, but as they sat there and did their job of making tents for maybe 100 years, and said, "Let me say, well, I'm going to do all of these." And here Paul was just teaching those two people the whole time they were sitting on this facility in the bed, tenting them. And right after that, it's not the full of the Ephesus, and here comes this German Hollis of Alexandria, and he's been taught in that institution job, and he's a great preacher. The only thing is, he doesn't know anything beyond the teaching of the John Baptist.
Yeah,
and so Paul, take him aside, and they filled him in on all of these things. And it's just notable, I think, that this man Apollos is such a great man, and he would have thought that he had been too proud to be taught by these two ladies.
Yes,
you see, but he wasn't. And he accepted all these teachings that Paul had taught. It's all cool, and then he goes on, I forget the exact words in scripture, but he goes on and becomes a great blessing to the churches.
That's true. Good example. Good illustration. Questions of BFD, we see that all day, 5-6-6-1-9-1-8, give us a call, give us an email, so you listen to your comments or questions, glad to hear from you. So this mission of Timothy, that Paul has directed to him, was an important mission. If indeed, as we believe, this is Paul's last letter, not going to let any more to Timothy or anybody else, he's insisting that his ministry not cease when he dies. Timothy to carry it on, people that teach evil men, but does it stop even with evil men he's teaching? What's the next phrase of it? Teach others also. So there's generation. Did you hear Paul, Timothy, evil men? He says, well, there's a lot of different things. So the teaching ministry of the Word of God, and of course, the ability, this word which people are able, comes, I think, be stronger than grace. It is in Christ, God's grace through Christ to give them the ability to do this teaching job.
Yes, but is there any evidence historically that there was anybody that watched after Timothy in order to be able to pass on the gospel to others?
Well, I said,
because
Dark Ages and Ephesus is gone.
Yeah.
Allah'ı Hristiyanlığı. Yani kaden sebepte kuran yerinin altını Allah'a kuratlar. Mesela Hristiyan bir barikadır. Ne güzel şahıs the local church will have done their job in teaching and people to pray and have the things of the world. It's a good answer to that. And that's what a local church should do. I call upon you to pray, I will to teach, and to go ahead and get some of the event. Where
are you?
Churches were doing their job preparing the pastors, preparing the young men to go out the ministry, they would not need the so-called Bible colleges. And of course, that's what we're trying to do now, the church. We have people prepared, and that's what Dan is doing. He's a teacher that teaches well, and others that listen on the internet, whether it's Greek, which he teaches. Rob is up there in Chicago learning Greek, and I have a plan to learn Greek, the other ones, whether it's the Church of Theology, 10 volumes. Whether it's a major Bible thing, which is a condensation of that, teaching, preparing others so they can go out. And a lot of people, for instance, I think Pastor Jason Barlow, I think, was taught by his pastor at once. He's gone to different schools, but he's also been taught. We've got to perpetuate the knowledge of the scriptures in the churches, and that's what it's hard to say about being done. Many churches have raised up violence, it's on their own, which is good. And that's where they teach their people, they come on Monday night or Wednesday night or something. I taught for 7 or 8 years over Philadelphia, the President of the Baptist Church, and I went through every, was it Monday night or something? It was a truth that we try to prepare people for ministry. And some of my students at that time are not pastors. See, a local church taught others, they can be pastors and teach. In fact, one of the students that they taught there is not a pastor of that church. And others are pastors of that church. But this is a very good, burdensome thing. And Dan, when you would be told over there and have a church, this is a thing to try to teach those young people over there and have a church, aren't you? That's your thing. And what do you do too? How successful were you?
About local church, about school, about college. one group of Bible college, well, it was Bible college, and in Bible college, teaching students error, then their students, when they go to pastoral churches, that same error could be duplicated. That doesn't mean the local church can be played in every single classroom, but there's more control with the local role, which would be at a national level.
Well, you said then that sometimes the pastors or the teachers of these local Bible colleges go to the school and look at the usual higher prestige and so on, which may have false doctrine. Now, why do the teachers go to schools of prestige? What's the reason for that? Why do they send them to other schools to work in? What's the reason for that? Some of the accrediting agencies say, unless you have so many PhDs or doctors or masters, you can't be accredited. Now, the question I raise is this. Should we have Bible colleges, Illinois Bible colleges, accredited or unaccredited? Should they be accredited or unaccredited?
It's right. I'm accredited.
I get it. Why?
Because we are not in the influence of the outside forces.
College course, and the local arts college course, and that's
they call it?
It's about
the institute. When they don't like that, what do they like? We're going to advance to a different man. What's the next thing?
College.
College. What's the next thing I want to get?
Universities.
People are gathered in UMass. They have got the university. They've got satisfied with teaching the Bible. They've got a big name for these things. The Bible and
them.
They made that, they put his name on it,
be a few years ago, but I think this is one minor one of that. And if there's something in the bill, please.
Critical Big
exactly what they do and see what they do. And then that there's hypothesis and guesswork and there's not going to be a lot of facts. But that particular treatise, the introduction of the Greek Declaration of 1881, was accepted in England, Germany, France, and this country as well. And Dallas Center is one of the things accepted. Southern Baptist Memorial accepted. Princeton accepted. Presbyterian School. And that's where you see what they've been trained over there. And then Presbyterian School is taught the Southern man. What's his name again? Look at that. And so it passed down to all of the schools. And that's why I was part of ours. The critical Greek text was their money. Because they just accepted learning from accepting Brigham. The truth of it, wisely, the one of the true number of people, just like Mr. West and Professor Hill, the answer fully is five books that we've reprinted and republished. But they didn't miss one too much. That's Andy Grandin Bill.
Thank you.
experience of a misconduct that need be some of the secular school. They know they're going to be unsafe people. They're not going to accept it. See, they're going to pay wrong teaching. They go to Christian school and see if they accept all evil and its fault. That was just this conflict. There's one thing that happened. I'm not going to check that into the feet. I'll leave the definition and put something back into the feet. I was against what that went by, but I knew it was no good for them.
I have thought
it was a college school. You didn't have one too. I swear, I got it. Don't worry
about it. My point, to be clear, is how the teaching is done by the local church is speaking in a lot of physical strength.
Yes, physical stuff, absolutely.
Not dealing with any of this. And having that, being like my feeling outside, the things here in this first year, the thing that I've done to me, how many of this is, and I think I've done to also, this is talking about physical truth, physical instruction, faith in the Bible, not faith in math, science,
history, science,
all the discipline. So, when you speak about the fathers, well, first of all, it's physical instruction, the training for ministry.
I know what to do.